rest up. So he poured himself a hot bath. He put some Beethoven on the stereo. He had a glass of wine resting there on the ledge of the tub. He was reading a book. The hot water was around his body. He was enjoying himself. Well, he didn't realize it, but as he started to doze off, his tuchus removed the plug holding the water in the tub. The water drained and sucked his doodads down the drain, lodging them. Well, fortunately, he had a cordless phone in there resting on the hamper, and he called rescue. We were mobilized. We got there, and there's this man sitting in an empty tub, his doodads wedged. I said, "Don't panic, sir." He said, "Get me out of here. Get me out of here." I said, "All right. All right, Charlie, you grab his left arm, I'll grab his right. We'll try to lift him up, okay? Here we go. Lift him. All right, easy. Put him down. All right. I thought maybe we could pop him out of there, but I guess not. Hang on a second, sir. We'll be right back. We've been running into the bedroom. And said, what the hell are we going to do with this guy? Here, let's do that. Can't get a torch and torch him. I know. Let's go down to the basement. So we took the basement steps two at a time. We found where the drain pipe was for the tub. I said, watch this. Maybe we can get him to get out himself. We surprised the hell out of him. He'll just jump out. So we undid the pipe with a pipe wrench, and I got a pea shooter. Handful of peas, and I hock a few of them up there. I went, poof, poof, poof. And upstairs from the bathroom, I heard that. I knew right then that that wasn't going to work either. I said, all right, come on, let's go back up there. By now, the guy's sweating bullets. I said, all right, calm down, sir, calm down. I went frantically looking through the medicine cabinet. The guy had all kinds of crap in there, like, you know, most people's medicines cabinet. I said, let me see here. Preparation A, cotton swabs, some old tetracycline. He looked at the, you better throw this out, sir. This is poison here. I said, here it is, Vaseline, okay. I took a big wad of Vaseline. I said, Charlie, go in the kitchen, see if the guy's got any butter, preferably liquid margarine. You know that kind of stuff in the tub so it's all squishy? Yeah. I started lathering the guy out with Vaseline. I said, sir, there's only one way. We can't use a torch to get you out of here. We're going to have to pull you out. So just relax a second here. I started slathering him up with Vaseline, you know, along the stem, right on the edge of the doodad. Just then Charlie came running, his hands full of butter. I said, great, great, great. I wiped off my hands on a towel, and I took off my shirt. And Charlie did the same. We didn't want to go back to work with Vaseline and butter all over our shirts. Yeah, I took off my shoes and socks so I wouldn't step anything, and I rolled up my pants. And I got in there, and I started lathering up. Now, Charlie took the rear end of him. Figured he'd have to go down, you know, if he could get the back of the doodads. So we had him sit up as far as he could, stretching his doodads. And Charlie reached around a crack of his behind with his hands full of butter. And I'm on the front with a big glob of Vaseline. Just then the door opens, and his wife is standing there. I said, yeah. Her jaw drops. I said, there's a bottle of wine, Beethoven playing. And both of us with our hands full. I said, Mish, this is not what it seems. Believe me, I can explain. Mish!
The Grease Man.